This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Dozens of Russian and Ukrainian prisoners of war have returned home following a prisoner swap. AP correspondent Karen Chamez reports.
According to Ukrainian officials, over 110 Ukrainians were freed. They said the released prisoners of war included troops who held out in Mariupol during a months-long Russian siege on the southern port city. Others freed were Ukrainian fighters from the Kherson region and snipers captured during the ongoing fierce battles for the eastern city of Bakhmut. Russian officials announced over 60 Russian soldiers were freed from Ukraine following the swap. Some Russian prisoners came under a special category. Their release was secured following mediation by the United Arab Emirates. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has said the supply of more advanced U.S. weaponry to Ukraine will only trigger more retaliatory strikes from Russia, up to the extent of Russia's nuclear doctrine. All of Ukraine that remains under Kyiv's rule will burn, he told journalist Nadana Fredrickson in a written interview with her. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has vowed that Ukrainians will fight for as long as we can to hold the eastern city of Bakhmut. On Friday, he hosted European Union leaders to discuss further sanctions on Russia and Kyiv's prospects for joining the EU. Meanwhile, the United States said it would send more than $2.175 billion worth of military aid to Ukraine, including a new rocket that will double Kyiv's strike range to reach most Ukrainian territory now held by the Russians. And Pope Francis was in South Sudan on Saturday in the second day of his tour of the world's newest nation. For more stories, visit voanews.com.